Greece's worst riots may get worse. Sharia law may be getting closer to Egypt, and construction in Guatemala will mean kingdom building. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. New austerity measures sparked some of the worst riots Greece has seen yet. A group of about 300 set to the streets looting buildings and burning businesses in protests. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says although they know the alternative is bankruptcy, Greeks will suffer from the measures.
The number of the unemployed is now over 1 million, and the new austerity measures mean that more people are going to lose their jobs, particularly in the public sector. Then the private sector, the minimum wage is going to drop by about 22%.
If the measures are upheld after a crucial meeting tomorrow, Ioannidis says more riots are likely.
The next 40 days are critical because Greece still has to cut spending, public spending, even more.
People are looking for answers in their desperation. AMG's St. Luke's Hospital has been able to point many to Christ. Pray for them as they're suffering too. Next, it's becoming increasingly difficult for Christians in Iran. According to Iranian Christian News, 10 Christians were arrested for holding a prayer gathering last week. Evangelist Sammy Tippett beams Christian television programming via satellite into Iran.
Many of them are suffering. They're being arrested. They're being rounded up. As the political tensions escalate, the spiritual tensions are escalating at the same time. And we need to pray for the believers.
Tippett's program is airing there today. He says it's needed now more than ever.
Many times the believers are not able to get together. It's too dangerous. And so many of the believers, because of what's happening with arrest and various things, they've started just basically trying to get their food from the television.
Tippett believes it's critically important because many of these people are new Christians.
They don't have a lot of knowledge of the scripture. And so they really need some guidance at this point in time, and so we're trying to help them in that.
Get prayer information at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood will reveal names of a coalition government as soon as it's asked to form new leadership. We spoke with a Christian community development leader whom we'll call Khalid. A meeting with the new government was dismaying. Parliament sessions were interrupted by readings of the Quran and Muslim calls to prayer.
For the first time in Egypt, we see this. And because of this, we know that there is lots of suffering comes from this, especially while the leaders said that it comes for sure, the Sharia rules will begin using the Sharia to rule the country.
Keep praying.
The Bible said the spirit inside us will lead us to pray. But I think we will ask the Lord to give us wisdom and to give us to be more powerful and to help us.
Meanwhile, Buckner International has ministries all over, but they're fighting sex trafficking in the United States. Buckner signed a 3-year agreement last week to join hands with Refuge of Light. Together, they'll provide safe homes for minors who have been victims of trafficking. The homes will provide physical, mental, and spiritual healing for American girls in desperate need of a savior. Pray for this endeavor. The ministries hope to have the first home started in early 2013. And a steady stream of construction team members is assembling on Paradise Bound's base in Guatemala. The team of 26 carried in much-needed supplies for the ministry's clinics and construction projects this week. They'll be physically expanding the mission base, but on February 19th, they'll also conduct a remote, mobile medical clinic outreach. Through it, the team will be involved in kingdom building, too. Pray them through this demanding week. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be the International Bible Society, wants you to have a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or tell your friends the most incredible story ever told, the good news of Jesus Christ. Get your NIV Gospel of John. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or place your order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Greg Yoder.